KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 63. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 42. Chance for showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 63. Cloudy. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicic on KD Country 94. Currently 52.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. A former employee for the United States Postal Service pleaded guilty to stealing mail during her time at a Kansas post office. The U.S. Department of Justice says 44-year-old Gailey Harmon worked at the Westmoreland office between 2021 and 23. Authorities say she took several items from the mail and hid other pieces of mail meant to be sent out. And Riley County Police responded to a K-State fraternity house this weekend after someone fell from a second-story balcony of the Sigma Chi house. RCPD says a call came in for medical assistance around 3 a.m. on Saturday in the 1200 block of Fremont Street. The 19-year-old who fell was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. We are continuing to follow up on this story. We will provide any further updates as they become available. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn, and then hedges duck and cover. Then, run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Soybeans and hogs are higher. Cattle and corn are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Soybeans are up with the strength in soybean oil. May's 7.25 higher at 11.80 and a quarter, and July's up 7 at 11.96 and a quarter. Corn's mostly firm with some influence from both soybeans and wheat. May's up a half at 465 and three quarters. July's a half higher at 476 and a quarter. Live cattle are mostly lower and feeders are down, waiting for the rest of the week's direct trade to really get going. June live's up 82 at 254.32. August feeders are down $1.15 at 371.92. And with cash steady to higher, June hogs are up $1.70 at 103.67. July lean's up 185 at 106.27. John Perkins, Brownfield.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Goddard Repair is a full-service repair shop and used semi and truck dealer, and their services go beyond the basics. They work on automotive vehicles all the way up to semi-trucks. Their certified technicians will provide you with competitive pricing and comprehensive service. Protect your commodities with ease with our Sherco Sherlocks and Cable Locks. Goddard Repair will keep your farm up and running. They offer several styles of truck beds for all your farm truck needs. Let them install your next truck bed or fifth wheel hitch. Goddard offers BMW trailer hitch sales and installation. Check out Goddard Repair on Highway 24 on the east side of Beloit. Call now at 738-2240 or check out GoddardRepair.com.
Farmers, it's time to take control of your operation with John Deere Precision Upgrades. Available at Carrico Implement. From See & Spray technology to Ultima LED lighting, these upgrades bring cutting-edge technology to your existing equipment. Boost efficiency, reduce input costs, and maximize yields. The team at Carrico Implement is ready to guide you through the options and get you set up for success, because precision pays. Reach out to their team or stop by your nearest Carrico Implement location to discover eligible upgrades for your equipment today.
Turn back the clock and crank it up with Classic Rock Z96.3 at the 80s Memorial Show, Friday, May 1st from 7 to 10 at the Hindquarters Bar and Grill in Cocker City. A night honoring Landon Becker and friends, celebrating memories with music, laughter, and loud guitars. Come dressed in your best 80s gear for prizes and fun. Join the live on-air broadcast from 8 to 10. Send shout-outs and song requests to 785-545-4489 prior to the event. Everyone's welcome, so come celebrate, remember, and rock out.
A light round of direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Round Field Livestock Market Report. There's another light round of direct cash cattle trade underway. Live deals in Texas are at $256. Bids have surfaced in other areas at $255 and $256 as well. No asking prices, though. It was a solid day of business on Tuesday, with live deals in the South $10 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North were at $395 to $396, with some private reports of sales at $400 that took place later in the day. That was $14 higher than the previous week's business. Look for more trade to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef closed lower with light demand for solid off-ranks. Choice down 94 cents at $3.87.96. Select was 94 cents lower at $3.97.84. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were steady to $4 higher. Steer and heifer calves were mostly steady with spots of $8 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a light supply. There's been some rainfall in the area, which has helped improve pasture conditions. Medium and large one feeder steer, 614 to 636 pounds, brought 442 to 472.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 405 to 442 pounds, brought $495 to $545. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors have leverage and continue to drive this pace of business. With ample supplies of market-ready hogs, demand matters. There have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, but there are still uncertainties that linger about its long-term strength. Summer grilling season is just around the corner, and there are opportunities to bolster domestic demand, especially as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Director up 62 cents with a weighted average of 92.87. The Western Corn Belt 61 cents higher at 93.29. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $62. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were weak at midday, down 8 cents at $98.18. Bellies were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas Jayhawks baseball stayed red hot Tuesday night, blowing out Wichita State 14-1 in a run-roll win in Wichita. KU has now won seven straight, 18 of their last 19, jumping out early with five runs in the second, three more in the third. Jordan Batch drove in four, while Cade Baldridge added three RBIs as KU piled up 15 hits. Carter Finker in the win out of the bullpen as the Jayhawks used six pitchers to hold Wichita State to just one run. KU improved to 34-11. They'll return home to host Arizona for a three-game weekend series set for Friday at 6 p.m. on ESPN+. Meanwhile, K-State came up short on the road in Nebraska, falling 7-6 in a walk-off to number 16, Nebraska. K-State battled back and forth throughout the night, but Nebraska tied the game late before delivering the game-winning hit in the ninth inning. The loss puts K-State at 26-19. They'll return to Big 12 play this weekend when they take a trip to Morgantown to face number 18, West Virginia, who sits at 28-12 and 13-8 in the Big 12. Series opener is set for 5:30 p.m. Friday on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
It was a tough day for the Beloit Trojan golf team as they competed at the Southeast of Saline golf tournament held at the Salina Municipal Golf Course on Tuesday. Manhattan won at 335, Heston second, 341. Beloit finished third as a team, 356. Cheney fourth, 366. Southeast of Saline fifth, 372. Republic County sixth, 377. Hillsborough seventh, 384. Halstead eighth, 398. Council Grove 402. Solomon 425. Salina Sacred Heart 430. Harrington 472, Elsleen 473, and Minneapolis had a few golfers, not enough for a team. Individual medalist Adam Teal of Southeast Saline won it with a 73. Cooper Williams of Cheney was second with a 75. Cash Cavender of Manhattan was third with an 82. Graham Braxmer of Manhattan finished fourth with an 82. Beloit's Carter Germark finished fifth with an 82. It was Cash Kimmerer 15th with an 88. Hudson Remus 20th with a 91. Luke Cheney finished 29th with a 95. And Bodie Porter was 37th with a 99. The Beloit Trojan golf team will be back in action May 7th at the Ellsworth Invitation. Beloit High School baseball was scheduled to play Republic County on Monday night. It was rained out or the field was not ready. They will play Republic County on Monday in a rescheduled game. At the Osborne Track and Field Complex, the Kayser Relays were won by the St. John's Boys and Osborne Girls on Friday. The St. John's Boys team captured the overall title with 134 points, fending off a strong challenge from Thunder Ridge, which finished second with 114 points. Highlights from the boys' side, St. John's victory was anchored by a dominant performance in the distance events. Jeremiah Roderick was a standout, sweeping the 1,600-meter 5:06.77 and 3,200-meter 10:56.78. He also contributed to a runner-up finish in the 800-meter run. The team depth was on full display in the field as well, where Edward Hrenick won the triple jump with a leap of 44.3.5 and took second in the 100-meter dash. Other notable boys' performances include Tristan Taylor of Thunder Ridge, won both the 100-meter dash 11.05 and the 400-meter dash 53.52. Tate Ternan of Osborne secured a win in the 200-meter dash with a time of 22.91. Taylor is from Thunder Ridge. In the girls' division, Osborne dominated the Kayser Relays, winning with 154 points to second place Ellis 134. Osborne's Gentry Reiner was the star of the day, winning the 300-meter hurdles 47.21 and participating in three winning relay teams, the 4x100, 4x400, and 4x800. Her teammate Ashlyn Schultz cleared 5.2 to win the high jump and add third place finish in the 800-meter run. Additional girls' highlights, Claire Eilert, Osborne won the 100-meter hurdles 16.58. Levy Reiner of Osborne won the discus with a throw of 1.13.6. Again, the top three team standings was on the boys' side. St. John's 134, Thunder Ridge 114, Osborne 79. Osborne on the girls' side 154, Ellis 134, St. John's 74. The moratorium proposed to the Kansas State High School Activity Association Board of Directors did not pass on Thursday. The rule was set in three different parts. There was an Easter week moratorium, a Sunday moratorium, and a Wednesday evening moratorium. The moratorium was voted on three different times. The Easter week and Wednesday evening moratorium were never motioned, meaning no vote was needed, resulting in a failure to pass. The Sunday evening moratorium was motioned by Adam Hurla, the principal of St. Mary's and Big Conference representative. The vote failed to pass, 58-4. Girls flag football was next in line. During the board of directors meeting, girls flag football was made an official sport on Thursday, April 23rd. The Kansas State High School Activity Association sanctioned sport for next year. The vote passed 61 votes yes, 1 vote no.
Meadow buildings come in many different shapes, sizes, and styles, not to mention colors. Singer Construction will provide you with a quality product at an affordable price, accurate information to aid you in your buying decision, detailed building advice to suit your needs, and continued service after the sale. From the simplest project to the most complex, call John for a bid today at 785-545-4494 for your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs.
Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. Solomon Valley Transportation of Jewell, Osborne, and Mitchell County is excited to announce their Miles and Miles of Prizes fundraiser for this year. You can visit Solomon Valley Transportation's Facebook page to see the details about this worthy fundraiser, all the great prizes, and how you can purchase tickets. Or you can call their office at 785-534-2395. Be on the lookout for daily prize winners each weekday starting in May. Tickets are limited, so buy yours today. Solomon Valley Transportation. They get you where you need to go 1 mile at a time.
Blast to work in radio, and at KDNS KZDY, we are now hiring. Flexible part-time positions available in sales and scheduling. You must be comfortable talking with customers over the phone or in person, knowledgeable in basic computer skills, and willing to work independently. We can train the right fit. Pays negotiable depending upon duties, clean criminal record, and valid driver's license are required. Call or text me, Lydia, at 545-4489 to set up an interview or for more information.
For 80 years, Cunningham Fiber has been connecting Kansas, and more importantly, connecting with you. And now it's time to say thanks in the tastiest way possible. You're invited to the Customer Appreciation Hot Dog Feed, where the food is free and the gratitude is piled high. They're serving up hot dogs fresh off the grill, chips, cookies, and bottled water from 11 to 1. Make plans to stop by Tuesday, May 5th in Glen Elder, Friday, May 8th in Beloit, Wednesday, May 13th in Belleville, or Friday, May 15th in Concordia. Come hungry, bring a friend, and celebrate 80 years of service, smiles, and staying connected with Cunningham Fiber.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.